There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watson, heading to meet on the 16th of April 2012. Newcomers should look at the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Make sure that you download as many of the pre-autos as you can, because there's so much information in there to do with the system you're living in, the systems that your parents lived in, because we're all organized systems for every generation of indoctrination. And you'll find out that this has been going on for well over 100 years through education, through media. It's basically getting you ready for the next big stage of moving your whole way of living to another way. Always mind you, and it gives you the feeling that you're doing something for yourself. In reality, you're really being conned, as always, because we've always been conned at the bottom level for thousands of years. And the big boys themselves, the big boys who currently own all the big corporations, international corporations, are the ones who are behind all of this thing that's going on today, to do with global warming and to do with carbon credits and all this kind of stuff. It's all for their own benefit, to get an obedient, compliant society that will go along into the future, paying everything that they earn, basically, for very high prices or priced energy supplies to their own homes, food and everything else. That's really what it's about. And they get the fanatics down below, well, pay them off, they will, mind you, and get them to be their commissars, basically. That's how it runs. So I gave you a lot of the names, organizations, foundations, and big bankers that own the foundations, which fund the thousands of non-governmental organizations. I've just said to the audience, remember, too, that you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me get by, and I mean that just trickle by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and donating as well. And straight nations are seriously welcome, because things are really falling back right now. Until I'm not breaking even for the cost of even putting this out. And it's an all-day job, believe me. Every day is an all-day job, from early morning till very late the following morning. That's how it works out. So we're living in a planned society. A planned society. And as I said, the previous generations lived through their eras, too, of planned societies. In the 1800s into the early 1900s, we always got, across the world, same kind of histories. You're the best country in the world, didn't matter where you lived. And your kings and queens who paraded around in carriages and so on, and big crowds went to see them, because somehow they personified deity, in a sense. And, of course, the rich at the top, in the same manners as the kings and the queens, and they had a completely different take on life than the ones at the cheered or the guys at the top on. People at the bottom paid for every war that came along, and there's lots and lots of wars. There's hardly a period where they didn't have wars in Britain, really, for century after century, because they got the central banking systems in long ago, and from then on it was just war after war and empire building. Today, they don't need the empires. They've already got that. They've got a global form of government underway, well underway, in fact, all bound together through treaties and adding to them literally daily, because there's so many treaties churned out by the United Nations to all kinds of groups. And so they want a global governance system, as they want to call it. Carl Quigley described it as a new feudalistic system where the corporation CEOs would be the new feudal overlords. And he should know, since he worked for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is way up there and under the control of the big international bankers. Same bankers that brought you communism and same bankers that already owned, or they were the capitalists, you might call it. And they can't get change done without conflict, you understand. Most of all, there's no conflict, no opposing force. The same system could last for hundreds of years. So they create an opposing force, knowing where they want to take the public, and that is your solution. It's a Hegelian dialectic. Back with more after this break.
Hey meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about the system we live in, because very few folk truly have a grasp on what it actually is, because they don't know the past, or they think the past is always irrelevant. Well, the past was simply a series of tests of changing cultures, step by step, different types of culture for different parts of history, for the time period that they were living in, because that's how you run the world, and you never lose track of the world if you keep coming up with a new plan to scam more money off the general public. The best thing is to get something that they truly believe in. And today, of course, is global warming and carbon pollution and all this kind of stuff. And you're going to pay pretty well everything you've got in the future to various governmental agencies, which are in partnership with private agencies. They will be coming around everybody's home. That'll be a normal thing, probably a weekly inspection in the not-too-distant future, according to some of the reports I've been reading from their own websites. And you have no idea how stealthily this goes on constantly, and it's seldom mentioned in newspapers at all, because newspapers are not there to inform you about things. They're there to keep you distracted, generally, or give you little emotional things to get angry about, but it ends up leading nowhere. So anyway, geothermal experiments are going on all over the world. It's another term for fracking as well, I think. And this article here is about geothermal experiments on the Newberry volcano gets the okay. So they're experimenting on volcanoes in the U.S. and Japan. But this is from Bend, Oregon. It says the federal government has given the final okay for plans to a geothermal company to pour millions of gallons of water into the ground on the flanks of the Newberry volcano south of Bend. The Bulletin newspaper reports the U.S. Bureau of Land Management has concluded the experiment plan for this, or concluded that the experiment this October by Alta Rock Energy will not cause any significant, I like that how they worded, will not cause any significant earthquakes or contaminate local groundwater. And it says Alta Rock is demonstrating a new technology for fracturing hot rocks to create the reservoir of fissures needed to produce commercial levels of geothermal energy. Now, you understand, I've said this so many times, there's no point in really working as an employee anymore. I mean, there never really was in the past. You know, you could say you can get better money back in the 50s, probably work for GM or Ford or something, and in the 60s, but that's all gone down the tubes. And people are struggling to survive now with two or three jobs sometimes. And we were told that even back in the 60s that down the road you will be doing two or three jobs to get by, because it's already planned by then to be internationalized and farm all your work abroad somewhere. But, so if you're a private company now and you be a prostitute and be a man of all seasons and grab the cash, and regardless of any convictions or of anything, if you can actually do that, then you make a lot of cash, because the government's handing out so much money, of your money, to these private corporations. That's true fascism, you see. And fascism and communism is the same thing. The system coming in, as I say, is a communistic-style system based on the Soviet system, ruled by councils, councils for everything, right down to your local level. And the big greenie sites that are out there are boasting about this, because they're in on the know. And again, back to this fracking company, so the project has been given $21.5 million in federal stimulus funds. That's your tax money. So you understand that they're throwing money at you if you want to be a true greenie and got some great idea, you see. They'll just throw the cash at you, and you can probably block up most of it, no doubt, and they will too, and nothing will be done about it, as always with these green projects. But no one complains. So $21.5 million in federal stimulus funds, and that's just one going on across the country. It's costing these guys nothing. And, of course, once they get up and going, and if they can get whatever they want out of the energy they want, they're rolling in more millions. It costs them nothing. It's all connections, old school clubs and old school ties. But this BLM concludes that any earthquakes won't be felt in La Pine and a mile of solid rock beneath the test well, and local groundwater will protect the aquifer. They're worried about the locals are worried about the water in that area. Because it's not just water, it's generally chemicals they put in there too to cause explosion. So it would be amazing too if the planet starts breaking up and is falling apart down the road. Of course, they say they never had saw that coming. But that's the way it really is. And you can't get anywhere today working as a small business person for yourself because, unless you join the Greenies, because you'll be taxed to death. That's how it works. You're taxed to death. And Maggie Thatcher and others, back in her time in the 80s, said that eventually there'll be no private businesses at all. There will only be big corporations, international corporations only. And that is the agenda. That's why you tax so much as a small business. This other article says across the United States, more than 2,700 companies are collecting state income taxes from hundreds of thousands of workers and are keeping the money with the state's approval. This is an eye-opening report published Thursday. Well, why not cut out the middleman, the government's straight to the employer, the corporation? The report from a Good Jobs First, a non-profit taxpayer watchdog organization funded by Ford, Cerdna, I guess the guy's name is, and other major foundations, identifies 16 states that let companies divert some or all of the state income taxes deducted from workers' paychecks. None of the states requires notifying the workers whose withholdings are treated as taxes they paid. And who are the guys that are doing this? General Electric, Goldman Sachs, of course, Procter & Gamble, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, and AMC Theatres enjoy deals to keep state taxes deducted from their workers' paychecks, the report shows. Foreign companies also enjoy such arrangements, including Electrolux, Nissan, Toyota, and a host of Canadian, Japanese, and European banks. And so it says, why do state governments do this? Public records show that large companies often pay little or no state income tax in states where they have large operations, as this column has documented. property, sales, and other taxes. So how to provide even more subsidies without writing a check? It's simple. Let the corporations keep the state income taxes deducted from the workers' paychecks for up to 25 years. Do you know how inflation works? Of course, you know how it works. It goes up every year, and you get less and less for $1. And you know, imagine the cash they have to give back in the future. If they ever bother getting around to it, probably won't. They'll postpone it for another 25 years, as they usually do. And but if they give money back, it's pretty well worth it. It's like peanuts to them by then. And it says, it wasn't always this way. Letting companies keep their workers' state taxes apparently began in Kentucky two decades ago as a way to retain jobs. And last July, there were about six big companies that pocket Illinois state taxes. I knew there were more to this. There was more to this, but I had no idea how pervasive these diversions were until I read an advance copy of the 39-page report by Good Jobs First, it's called. And it's called basically corporate socialism. And told you the big bankers and the corporations love socialism because socialism is really the same as capitalism or fascism. It's all the same isms. Only have more cons going on to fool the public. That's really all it is. And so I can remember even when they built the Honda factory in Ontario, the government, the local government, all the taxpayers paid for the plant to have roads built, first of all, and put in the massive septic tanks for them, put in water supplies for them, put the highways down to them, and gave them grants to build the darn plant. So again, you've got to be somebody who's big to get all these free grants given to you. And then you basically get the whole thing for nothing. Or we'll give you jobs, they say. Well, that's good enough, right? By the time, actually, they've paid enough workers' salaries that they equal what the government put in and you put in to building the darn thing, it's up and away somewhere else. So they lose nothing out of it at all. It's just gain, gain, gain. That's true. That technically, fascism, as I like to call it, the fascism and socialism is all the same to me. And another article I'm putting up too is to do with this other term that's out there amongst all the big corporations. And again, it's in with all the global citizenship group, the Rockefeller Foundations, etc., Earth System Sciences, etc. It's called the Blue Economy. I'll put that up. Report to the Club of Rome, 100 innovations presented weekly over 2 years. And you can go back over the 2 years and see their different reports and all the technologies, etc., that they want in. But they've got all the big boys in there talking about green prosperity. That's what, if you see a corporation who's green, you want to be green, you see. Again, they'll throw cash at you. Just start using their lingo, and you'll be rolling in dough. And sustainability, all that kind of stuff, stuff is in there with it. And another one I'm putting up tonight too is interesting. I was sent a link to this one. It's called the Carbon War Room. And the Carbon War Room is in the States. They have them all across the world, of course, their own carbon war rooms, where they advise and guide NGOs through money from foundations they get. The foundations run by the international bankers. And how to keep petitioning government for what they want and getting access to lobby groups. They are lobby groups, in fact. And they also get money from the taxpayer to help fund them as well. Wonderful. The taxpayer always either buys the bullets for his own shooting or pays for the manacles that's going to imprison him and hold him. That's the public. But it'd be interesting. It's interesting if you scroll down this one, too, and see all those who are involved with it. Understand, they're calling this war. It's a war. Get carbon taxes passed. Because carbon taxes and sustainability and greening, they're all the same terms for the same agenda, which is micro observation of every individual on the planet. And training new generation by generation and what to believe about it all. From school, starting at the age of 5, you see. I read the policy for the Australian one recently from their own government site, and they want to start brainwashing them at 5 years old. And they call themselves change agents. The teachers are to be the change agents, they said in their own report from the government. Back with more shortly.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the matrix, talking about big and viral groups, which get so much money, it's just astounding actually. But they've got a big job to do, and that literally is to brainwash whole generations across the planet, starting from the age of 5, so that they'll grow up thinking that they've been taught and conditioned with is absolutely true. And I even got the curriculum too, that they're going to teach through for the teachers in Australia from the government. And they call themselves change agents. The teachers must be change agents. That's changing the whole way of thinking for the child that's going to be stuck with them forever, all through their lives. And they'll believe it all, you see. And it's very good, too, because they give toolkits to teachers in a specific psychologically designed way so that they will be brainwashed, and through repetition and repetition of trigger words and so on, each time the teachers mention them up, the children will immediately go into that zombie loop because they're getting downloaded with more the same kind of stuff. It really works awfully well, apparently. But once they brainwash you into believing all that, then you've got them for life. That's why they have to always grab children. Same in the old days, too, as I say, when all you got was taught was to worship your king or queen or whatever, and fight for your king and country, and then your history consisted of battles and the names of the guys that won them, and that was it, basically. You basically thought that was your function. You know, you had a shovel of coal in the mines, and when war came along, you went off to fight people you'd never knew before and kill them. So, I mean, and again, the big war profiteers, massive profit in wars, loved wars because that was the reason for it. That's why even in World War I, you had different heads of state, different countries. You had the Tsar you had the king in England, and you had the German Kaiser, who were all cousins. No cousins, you didn't mind, you were lost, you, because you always benefited, because you were invested in the private banking system and the loan business for big corporations that made armaments and equipment and Bengal horses for the World War I, stuff like that, big guns, you know, the big battle guns they used. And it's very profitable. But we've got to the stage now, you understand, where they can blow up the whole world. And so they have to get a new strategy, and that was sustainability. For themselves at the top, that is, well, you suffer down below, and the day will come when you can't even heat yourself. Or if you get a little bit of electricity for an hour, you'll be groveling and very grateful, and you'll be texting back, thank you very much, you know, the corporation of the world that runs energy. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding, because people will do that. They'll adapt and adapt. Most of them will do. The ones, I've always said there's a symbiotic relationship between those who rule and the masses, the bulk of the masses. You see, one can't live without the other. One needs the other. Each needs the other. And it's only the ones outside of it that understand the cons. They're left out in the cold, basically. And they use democracy by using the masses to get things through. You can point them to something and they'll go for it. You see, it's quite easy to do. They've done it so many times. Democracy is an old, repeated experiment, you know. Even in the ancient Greece, they had views of democracy. And it was well observed and analyzed. And it hasn't changed to this day. You always steer the majority of the public in the direction that you want them to steer. And again, you've got 10 to 20, 15% maybe left that are stuck between the minority who rule, and which is a dominant minority, and the masses. And then they say, well, because 80% of the public haven't mind paying this latest tax or fee or whatever, what's wrong with you? And then they pass a law, and something that is voluntary becomes mandatory, and you have to go along because all the dopes around you already had jumped on the wagon, basically. That's how it works. That's why it works. And this whole volumes and volumes and volumes of books written on this kind of stuff to do in marketing and to do in the archives, of course, of those who rule the world. And they do have archives. Like Professor Quigley got into the archive of the CFR, a very rare, rare privilege indeed. And so the other side of history, what caused it, which was the CFR themselves. Yeah. So anyway, that's how the world goes. Now, getting back to the carbon war room, this particular one, as I said, from all over the world. This one is in Costa Rica, and it's run by Jose Maria Figueres, former president of Costa Rica. He's now the president of the Carbon War Room. And it takes over from Jagar Shah, founder of Sun Edison. And then you go down there, and then you find out that this Mr. Maria Figueres, Jose Maria Figueres, is also the head, he was appointed as the head of the World Economic Forum, where all the big characters go to, all the big banks and everything go to that one. So this is, he's a well-connected fella, put it that way. You know? And then, so the big boys at the top all want this carbon war room, because you see, they're going to plunder everybody with carbon taxes down to the individual level. What it costs, what you cost the whole world to keep alive, you'll be surprised. And your pockets will be awfully empty as well. Now, it's rather sad what happens to do with today's society. Today's society is more degenerate in every way than any other society that's been in the past. One of the reasons is there's no religion anymore, basically, for most people. There's no religion. Even the religions that exist are nothing like the same religions were 100 years ago. Nothing like it at all. The modern Christian is a wimp, basically. They're wimps. And they basically, you could put them together with the New Age movement, and they're much the same. They want to be left alone, to be happy, and they love charismatic churches. They can wave their hands like sea anemones all in unison, and they don't want to hear bad news. Because of that, they allow the nasty things to happen back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life. with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Alan Walter, cutting through the matrix, and talking about truly how society's plummeted by design in the last really 50, 60 years, and even before, in fact, and through a strategy of infiltration and changing the norms into new norms, always changing into new norms. Most folk think it's just evolving, and our society is evolving by itself. Nothing is further from the truth because they can't allow anything to be grassroots. It might, even Plato mentioned that, because it might upset the initial plan. So anything that changes in culture is authorized from the top, you see, and pushed by the top. That's why all the big media go into cultural changes big time when they're told so. But I was mentioning there that the only thing that halted it for centuries, like the rights, it gave people rights and stood up for the rights of people as a people. Right into the individuals was Christianity. And, of course, once the 20th century came in, we suddenly found ourselves in every country following a sort of socialist, which really communist system. And the media, mainstream media of all countries, especially the BBC in Britain, started pushing the same kind of new norms down on the general public and always putting out almost comic strips on Christian types. Christian types at one time were not the limp-wristed types that you have today. You know, they can't go anywhere without a suit and tie. Even in the U.S. especially, and Canada, you'll still see these old these shelters that they built behind all the houses in case even Indians attacked them. Indians weren't pleased that everyone was coming in and taking their land, naturally. And the occasion attack settlements or houses, and you'll see these little fortified squares made of thick timbers, the small windows, and that was where everybody went in to, with their guns and to shoot back, you see, rather than get just burned down and killed. And lots of those, most of those people were Christians at that time. Today, it's the opposite. They're terrified of standing up for themselves and anything physical, and they've been brainwashed by the world, by the World Council of Churches that Rockefeller set up. Because all the formatting of their seminaries comes and their teachings comes through this organization that step by step changed everything. Until all they talk about now is the Old Testament. All the time, all they talk about is the Old Testament. Right? That was the agenda. They forgot the New Testament was a new religion. Doesn't matter, though. It's all happened. And now anything goes. Now, especially sex, because part of the Communist Manifesto, remember, and the Socialist Manifesto was destruction of the family unit and to promote promiscuity. And the Soviets brought in that right at the beginning of their reign of terror, and also pre-abortions until they got the pill. And of course, they still have pre-abortions. Most folk in the Soviet Union, until it so-called fell, it didn't fell, it merged as it was supposed to. They actually, most women used abortions as contraception, a method of contraception. They were too stingy to give them the pills, except the upper classes. And they had classes there, believe you me. So society constantly plummets, and it's worse and worse. And we accept more and more because you're all being degraded further as you watch television and think you're being entertained, you see. Because your values plummet with it, as it's intended. Anyway, there's so many stories now about abuse of teenagers or children. And this one here is the abuse of teenage boys in a detention center. It's from The Guardian in England. And it goes through cases of people who went to prison. Young Borstal Institutes, they called them at the time, if they were young, and maybe could be 12 even to 17 or 18. And how they were raped, basically, by prison guards, wardens, and by certain ones, and how the boys, you know, the boys who all belong to the Masonic clubs, that's the guys who love to wear uniforms and all these things, would keep quiet about the ones who were doing it for their whole lifetime. And it says here, there are two things that are important to successfully sexually abuse somebody, Young says. By successfully, I mean without being prosecuted. One is anonymity or silence. If you can't carry out your act without people knowing, you're not going to be at it very long. The second thing you need is a victim who's reliable. A reliable victim is someone who's already been abused to the point where if they do speak out, who on earth is going to believe them? And of course you get further punishment for speaking out too. And who on earth is going to believe Kevin Young, the pauper's son, who has been in and out of care, who's a knife-wielding thug, a bully? That's how they describe him. That's how a number of care home reports describe Young, but he insists he was quite an over-obedient boy. The truth is, nobody would have believed me. And this goes on and on. There's so many instances of this thing happening right now. And one of the other one is just to do with this. Prison chief admits feelings in service over sexual abuse. This is an example of the same guy, Kevin Young. And how the staff covered up for the main perpetrators, said nothing, and knew what he was doing, and did see him being left with one child every night type of deal. Quite common, of course, and that's just the way it is, folks. But society is not as, you know, nice as you think it is out there, especially today. It's far, far worse. At one time, anybody seeing something like that would report them, whether they worked there or not, they would report it. But again, today, it's all keep your head down, don't get named in reports for anything, so don't turn in somebody who's abusing their children. That's really how it is. And tonight, too, I'm also putting up a list of the female teachers in the U.S. who've had that so far to date they've been caught have actually been having sexual affairs with their students, some very young, actually, students. It's all females, this one, because it's both sexes, you see, both genders, I should say. And you'll see that they're actually perpetrators. It goes on for 13 pages. And where do they get all this from? Everybody's been destroyed, basically, with morality by watching television their whole darn life. And television started off with innocent type things, but fairly innocent, mind you, occasionally risque. But they give things you could relate to, cowboys in the Wild West and old times, that kind of stuff. And then little detective stories. And then eventually they upped the ante and gave you more and more sex. It's a little bit more risky again because it's such an agenda. They know exactly how much to push every year. And so much so, they can actually project it'll be 40 years until we can bring in this part and the public will follow and copy it. Or 50 years, or even 100. 100. This article, too, is to do with the... there was a bill being introduced, and the Democrats killed it. And it was to crack down on teacher-student sex. And just a majority of Democrats in the California State Legislative Committee have decided to kill a plan they would have cracked down on intimate relationships between school teachers and their students, prompting a pro-family organization to warn that it's just another reason for parents to pull their children from the government education industry. And you should not just for that. That's one big part of it. Another part, too, is the indoctrination is literally up on the government's websites now, how to indoctrinate the children at an early age on basically we're all a part of the world. Global citizenship means sustainability for everybody, and that this massive new system of private companies and government agencies working together and expanding all the time to literally, as I say, come into every home in the family, every home in the country on a weekly basis and inspect you all and talk to you all to see if you've got the right think and God help you if you've got the wrong think. But the Assembly Bill 1861 would have had made it a felony for any teacher or employee of a public or private school to engage in a sexual relationship or inappropriate communications with a pupil. This is now texting them now, as well. These communications were defined as anything that is sexual, lewd, or lascivious in nature. This is yet another reason for conscientious parents to flee the dysfunctional, immoral, and imploding in government school system for church schools, home schools, which are much safer physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, said Randy Thomason, president of SaveCalifornia.com. Why are Democrat legislators supporting a child sex abuse? Why don't they care about children's immature hearts and minds being immorally manipulated and sexually seduced by public school teachers? He continued, it is certifiably evil that this bill to protect school children's bodies was defeated by this Democrat-controlled committee. And it died in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. Amazingly, for the public safety. We can't stop that from happening. And according to the Sacramento Bee, Drake's worried that it would duplicate laws already on the books against sex between adults and children, and also could be used to prosecute those who text messages and exchange emails concerning various pieces of literature, such as The Great Gatsby. What rubbish. What rubbish. What rubbish. So they're all perverts, you see. They're all perverts. It's just a proposal that's been prompted by the recent case in which a student, 18-year-old Jordan Powers, moved in with a teacher, 41-year-old James Hooker, without naming. The two claimed Powers was of age 18 before the relationship became romantic. However, reports in the last few days indicated a couple may have split. Well, who cares? But the fact is, there's a lot more younger ones. This is happening too. There's a case in that list I'm going to give you where one woman she was getting bunches of 15-year-old boys, having parties with them and getting them stoned and drugs, the whole lot, and having sex with females and males. So that's the new normal, you see. So what, everybody says, so what? The most folk, I'm not kidding you, are so drugged down and dragged down by pornography. Again, your morality goes with it. Well, so what, you know? That's what you think. The movies put that stuff out. Because, you see, they create the culture, and those who are thinking of avant-garde just follow. You understand, any drive that you have that's normal, like food, eating, sex, everything like that, which is normal, has to be controlled. There's always the side effect. If you don't control it, you balloon up if you're eating too much. And you become addicted to pornography very easily. There's a big, big business right now with people who are addicted to pornography, trying to deprogram them. And it creates chaos in the society and the communities too. All part of the pornography industry. It was allowed to go full steam ahead as part of the Marxist takedown. And here's an article. article too, it shows you how bad it's gone, really. Because when you try to depict a man, a woman, and a child, a husband, a wife, and a child, I know I'm upsetting a lot of people out there just by saying wife. Oh, that's like property. Oh, we shouldn't say wife. Oh, what are you going to call her? Oh, partner. Partner can be anything. Be a giraffe now, bestiality, who knows. Warwick School Superintendent Peter Horosiak is stepping in after a student mural at Pilgrim High School was deemed inappropriate and painted over because it depicted a man holding the hand of a woman and a child. The parent of a Pilgrim High School student who first reported the incident to WPRO's John DePetro show. The mural was meant to depict the life of a man and ended with a scene with a man, woman, and child. The student artist, 70-year-old Liz Birendi, said that she depicted the man and woman as married with wedding rings. According to Horoshak's press release, the scene was painted over because some of the members of the Pilgrim High School community suggested the picture of a young man's development from boyhood through adulthood as displayed may not represent the life experiences of many of the students at Pilgrim High School. As for the few who've got two daddies and two mummies, if you don't get the point of it. Everything is so politically correct now, you see. But what was normal not so long ago is now all taboo today, where you can have sex with the students if you're a teacher, that's okay. And of course, you cannot depict a man, a woman, and a child. In other words, a family, you understand, is taboo. Unless it's a new normal family, you know. According to at least the assistant principal approached the Brandy after the concern was raised. Raised from the school and asked her to look at other ways to show the outcome of the subject's progression to adulthood. Well, but she should put in an orgy of all guys getting together. Maybe the guy gets in an orgy with guys and stuff like that before he ends up, you know, trying something else. I mean, I guess then they'd be happy. After consulting other administrators, Superintendent Horoshak asked her assistant principal to meet with the student again and discuss her views on the proposed changes to the mural. The assistant principal reported the student preferred the original idea. However, she would take this weekend to think about any changes to the original sketch. That's how they get you in school. And it's how you get in the workplace or anywhere else, if you're normal, you see. That's how they get you. You're all talking to. It would be much better to keep everybody happy if you just, in other words, compromise. Interesting, you keep compromising, and you've lost all your values altogether. And you have no respect for yourself. That's a new normal. And people think they're going to save America. Member Tupleta talked about that too. He says that it's to really promote promiscuity with women. He says that women are a collective. He says we should make a collective of them and they'd all be basically available to anybody that wants them. Well, they did that in the 60s, you see, give them the pill, that rock music and dope, and since then it's worked awfully well. Understand, it's the same agenda all down through time. They create the controlled, eugenically controlled society. That's what it is. Same agenda, folks. That's why they all love Plato's Republic. All the big boys at the top, they talk about it. Yep, quite bored having a family when you can just take your pick and have one or two a week, whatever it happens to be, you know. And they're women in common, and they keep women in common, in other words. So clever too. You may not think they're free, and technically they're all held in common because they have so many partners in their life. That's the same outcome. The outcome is the thing that matters. It's the same thing. Now there's someone on the phone's hanging on. You should try and get in here. And I think it's from Ohio. It's okay. It's Jules. Is Jules there?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
In the past, you've talked about levels of reality. I have one simple question. What happens to you if you start waking up to the higher levels of reality?
What will happen is you will probably have a depression. That's a lot of people have a depression when they understand the totality, the enormity, how enormous this whole thing is. And how you yourself, you start to see how you yourself has been conditioned with all your opinions all through your life. And it's so vastly different from the low reality, so vastly different. And it's so vastly different even from the middle reality that you really have to start rethinking everything from scratch for yourself. And if you can get through that, there's a reward for you. In other words, you're much more calm. You're calmer, you understand what's going on. You're incredibly streetwise. Whatever article comes across the pages that you read, you'll know what spin is put on it right away. And there's so many clever spins, mind you. And but you still, you recognize them right away. You're not fooled. Your problem will be how to communicate to others. It's almost like giving them a university education. But hold on, and we'll continue after this.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back cutting through the Middle East. Talk to Jules from Idaho. Are you still there, Jules?
Yes, Jules. Yeah, hello.
Go ahead.
What about metaphysical occurrences? I've read your books and some of the symbols and some of the numbers and that you talk about pop up a lot now, not just where it's put there by man, but other places, metaphysical. I don't know. Is that something that happens too?
You will definitely have experiences. There's no doubt about it. But the thing is, I mean, these experiences are really for you. it's not something you can just give to someone else if they can manage it themselves good enough. But the thing is, it's really for you if you get to that level. And remember, part of metaphysics, too, is you can classify it in two different ways. You either go with the fact that it's outside of yourself, something approaching you, some insight coming to you from a source, or the neuroscientists of the day try to demolish it all by saying, well, it's everything happens in your mind. It's just unexplored regions of your mind that are waking up and working. But whatever it happens to be, the fact is you get tremendous insights into yourself and into others as well. Tremendous insights. The thing is, you understand that the problem with metaphysics today is that's completely taken over as well by the same agencies that run the world. They promote the New Agers. In fact, the Masonic magazine back in the 50s, up until through the 50s, was called The New Age. That's the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. It's called The New Age magazine. They said in it, we shall create the New Age. They'll put forth the gurus that will lead the world and so on. And technically, they don't really need so many of them today, except it's disinformation ones that jump into patriotism. They're really counterintelligence. They mix fact, fiction, and make it all muddy. True metaphysics is a very personal thing, because it's for you. And it's never the same as anyone else's experiences, except your mind will wake up in so many different areas that you never even knew that you had. It'll give you abilities you didn't even know you had or even existed within you. But that's really for your own personal use. But you also have to use knowledge of what's happening in the physical world and how to work through your life in this physical world as well. There's no big school for it. If there's a big school out there, it's a con to bring people into sustainability and love the greening planet and all that stuff. And don't oppose tyrants. That's really what it's for. So you can only use them on a personal basis. And you have to remember, too, that those who rule the world today have been heavily into this kind of thing themselves in their big organizations for thousands of years. So there's a power to it. Now, here's the thing that the whole Patriot movement lacks. They don't have any common ideology and common convictions to stand up against any kind of tyranny. Understanding what's going on in the world isn't going to do it and stop it. You can't get America back as you know it, because after a few generations of destroying the culture, people don't know what to go back to anymore. And most folk who think they've woken up to what's happening with the evil that's on the planet today are really reacting when it's hitting them personally, and they understand the immediacy of things coming down the pike because it's published. So you really have to...
I want to say thank you. Because of you, thank you.
Thank you, too. And email me, too, and I'll maybe go into a deeper explanation for you.
Great.
Thanks for calling. And that's what the people need today, a common ideology, a common aim, goal, which means, really, you've got to have a common culture. And the whole point of Sovietization, socialism, is to destroy all existing cultures and bring in their own, which is diktats from your appointed governors. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's goal with you.